Welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge with Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons to look ahead to the 77th Masters Golf Tournament at Augusta National. Tiger Woods, he's always the story this year, maybe even more of the story than we've seen, certainly in recent years, and I guess it has to be asked, though it's too easy to say, is this a watershed moment for Tiger Woods?
It feels like it is. He's won a bunch of tournaments. He's won three of his last five, and that's great. But this is the first time since everything went sideways that he's been the favorite at a major of any kind, much less the Masters. He's putting again. You need that at Augusta. Even though he hasn't won there in 8 years, it feels like this should be the year that Tiger Woods reclaims himself and reclaims his course.
And there are no excuses this time. Mm-hmm. His body has healed. His personal life seems to have healed. Lindsey Vonn. Everything is going right for Tiger Woods, including his putting stroke.
He gets to the Masters this year, last year, every year, and it's always about Tiger Woods. It's always, what's he going to do? How is he going to do it? Is this the year? Now things are aligning as they should or as they have in the past. But now the question for him is, can you do it? And I think that's the fascination for coming up this week. Mm-hmm. Will he, in this position as favorite, with everything, as Michael says, going right, can he do it?
The thing is, he's not the only guy coming into the Masters hot. Phil Mickelson's been playing well. Rory McIlroy's been top two, I think, his last three tournaments. Luke Donald won the other day. There are a bunch of guys who are playing well. And one thing that Mickelson said the other day is because it's been raining so much in Georgia, the course isn't scary right now. The course isn't this kind of sun-baked, very, very difficult course. It's soft, which means that almost anybody, if they're aggressive and they get a little lucky, could take some run at some pins, could really be a guy who runs away a little bit with the Masters. So this is going to be a different kind of Masters than we've seen in the last few years.
In other years, yeah, we've talked about Tiger Woods as almost an automatic favorite because he is or was Tiger Woods and because it was the Masters and it was playing at Augusta National. This year it's all legitimate, right? And so I wonder whether this is an even more anticipated Masters because all of the Tiger talk is legit.
I absolutely believe so. This is the one that people are pointing to because Tiger maybe won't win, but he's got a great chance to win. His game has been fixed. And this is the true Canadian angle for the 2013 Masters. Yes, it's been 10 years since Mike Weir won. Mike Weir is 500-1, by the way. But Sean Foley, the much maligned swing coach of Tiger Woods, doesn't work with Woods' putting, but the rest of the game he's really put back together. If you wanted to pick the 10 guys most likely to win the Masters, starting with Tiger, I would say three of them are Foley clients. Justin Rose, not a great putter, one of them, and Hunter Mahan.
What's going to be fascinating to see is putting Tiger in a position where, you know, where he now has to be the guy. I mean, he's been the guy, he lost it all, he got back, but he hasn't got the major. And the major is all he cares about. Mm-hmm. And I remember Mike Tyson going through the win and then the loss and then the comeback. He never got back to this place again. And I think that's what Tiger Woods has a chance to do.
If he wants to run, we know he wants to take a run at Nicklaus's record and beat it and thinks he can. He's got to start sometime. And it almost feels as though this has to be the time.
This is his golf course, right?
Yeah, he's running out of time because at a certain age, golfers stop winning majors, at least generally. But in Sports Illustrated this week, he's apparently told friends he thinks he can get to 20. Not 18, but 20. But if you're going to do that, you got to start the clock pretty soon.
Well, look at his clock and Jack Nicklaus's clock. Mm-hmm. Nicklaus, when he was 37, had 14 majors. Tiger Woods, at the age of 37, has 14 majors. So while he's not on the pace he was, he is certainly within hailing distance of Jack Nicklaus.
And you're going to see every shot he takes and every step he walks.
Why wouldn't you, though?
No, but I'm saying more so than even ever before because he's at that place.
Well, he makes golf extraordinary. When Tiger is not in an event, you can have Phil Mickelson and Rory McIlroy and all those other guys, but Tiger makes it a different event, and especially when it gets to the majors, he makes it an absolutely different event. It is about him. He is this sport to a certain
extent. And when he wasn't playing as well as he is now, we were talking more about Rory McIlroy. Mm-hmm. And that didn't seem to do any favors for McIlroy. He's haunted by the Masters already at the age of 23 with his round of 80 in 2011. And last year, his weekend was bad. How do you think he reacts to the way this Masters is set up?
What I have found surprising, and maybe I've misjudged Rory McIlroy, is He doesn't seem as mentally tough as I thought he was. I mean, he kind of go and shrug and enjoy it and bounce back. I don't see that. I see him affected by outside forces. Even though he's been playing better as we speak, he's four back at the Houston Open, the Valero Texas Open. So he's got a great shot, but I just wonder how mentally strong he is.
Outside sources or chasing the money? By switching golf clubs for really no reason other than financial, you know, he set his whole game back. And that takes a, you know, it takes a significant period of time to bounce back to where you are.
You know what that sounds like in terms of Nike? Another guy. I can't remember his name. Tiger something.
Augusta National has been a story all its own in the past. And this year is a story, or isn't it, because it now has two female members?
Well, it's a start. I mean, and there's a Stanford connection for Tiger there with Condoleezza Rice. I think they are slowly grinding their way into the future just enough that it doesn't become an issue with picket signs.
The future or the 20th century?
Well,
they slowly grinded their way to the past.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
And so they're playing catch up.
Two members is ridiculous. Let's be honest now. Two members is ridiculous.
Got to start somewhere, but yes.
Mike Weir started a trend of lefties winning at the Masters. Phil Mickelson obviously has won twice since Tiger won the Masters the last time. So you look for lefties, and those of us who are lefties sometimes cheer for lefties. And, you know, the other factor is belly putters, which have won recent majors but not the Masters. Would it be, well, it'd be interesting. How controversial if a belly putter user would win the Masters?
I don't think terribly, because we've grown used to it. Yes, Keegan Bradley is taunted as a cheater, but I think that is overblown. But, yeah, certainly belly putters, especially Keegan Bradley, have to be in this talk.
Either they're legal or they're illegal. Like, you can't sit there and go back and forth on them.
But we have different governing bodies. I mean, the PGA is saying, we don't care what the RNA is doing. We will set our own rules.
But, I mean, the argument will carry on. And if a Masters winner does putt that way, the argument is elevated. You know, people who want to get rid of it are going to be stronger, and people who want to keep it are going to say, you know, it won the Masters. You can't say there's anything wrong with that. We will see what Tiger Woods does in the next few days, and so will you. That's it for TSN, the reporters, in the podcast. Till next time, thanks for being with us.